Mr. Catwell's back, and it's been forever since we last purred and pranced down the red carpet and sank our teeth into the fashion faux paws of Hollywood's hottest. As award season has decided to take a catnap, Mr. Catwell has decided to take a leap into the litter box of professional wrestling. So let's set up the scratching post and rip up the style of sports entertainment in a riveting review of WrestleMania 32. Mr. Catwell, bring me a dream. You are the greatest fashion reviewer the world's ever seen. You walking down the carpet with your hands on fire. You say, look at that lady, she's one to admire. I said, Mr. Catwell, bring me a dream. Your reviews are the greatest thing I've ever seen. And now we play it every time we go. So just get on with the Mr. Catwell radio show. Hey. We begin the evening with a Canadian kitty, Chris Jericho. Y2J looked super cray as he came to the ring in a light, bright electric jacket. Blue and red Speedo that said GOAT. This look missed the fashion boat. Back in the day, Y2J would be considered fashion forward, but this is unfortunate. Tale has taken a turn for the worst. By my concatulations, Chris is 45 years old. Time to put a shirt on, Lionheart. You're embarrassing your kittens. This flimsy fashion should be convicted of first-degree murder.
I counted 6 fur references in that one.
Get ready, because it only gets better from there. Stepping into the squared circle next, we have Shane McMahon. Shane was feline good as he rocked black WrestleMania sweatpants and a white WrestleMania 32 baseball jersey. If it wasn't for his Air Jordans, this sneakerhead would look like he was wrestling in his pajamas. His gray hair made me stare as it looked like he took the match on a dare. Someone help me out. What is he doing here? Even though other fashion critics may categorically bash his look, this immunimum look kept him comfortable. Up next, we had the dead man. At least his fashion had no pulse. It's The Undertaker. One of the announcers called him the Big Cat. This reviewer took offense to that because this dead man's droopy demeanor is definitely that of a dog. The dead man was decked out in a dreary draped coat, tank top, and studded black leather pants. This historic character's look is catastrophic. This undead zombie looks like he hangs out in a biker bar lobby. Don't get me wrong, Taker is meownificent, but his look should be extinct. In the world of sports, there's only one man who still wears jorts. It's the return of John Cena. The crowd went mild as Cena sported his green and orange shirt, cap, and hand towel? A hand towel. Who would possibly purchase such a putrid product? Orange and green? Is he a Ninja Turtle? Pardon me. Pardon me, but this look was totally me-ouch. All right.
That was a stretch.
Finally, cha-ching, we've hit the jackpot with Sasha Banks. Her look was priceless as her perfect pink hair made a stop and stare. The legit boss took the loss but won the night with her neon red tights. Her me outfit was a tribute to the late Eddie Guerrero and had me a stereo. She's a fan favorite and is definitely not a cheetah. At just 24, this fashion-forward feline looks to be on the prowl for a long, long time. In conclusion, this cat-volcade of characters couldn't be caught in some of their costumes outside of the carnival of carnage that is WrestleMania. Because of that, Mr. Catwell's rather comfortable crafting this column without being too caustic. After all, these are athletes, not A-listers. Some look still suffered. But overall, it was a pretty powerful, perversional wrestling style. And we can look every once in a while. So until the next time a red carpet rolls out, cats all folks.
All right, so this is what I've got here. I've got 7 paw references.
Okay.
I've got 10 fur references.
We're big on fur.
And then too many to count for meow, claw, and purr.
Yeah, well,
too many to count.
It's a tough drinking game to play.
No kidding.